The News in Numbers with Tanya Khoury, exclusively on Chai FM.
So, Tanya Khoury, what were the big stories this week? What captured our imagination?
Well, between Global Citizen Festival and ESCOM, you've got a good 50% of the week.
And nothing positive there. Well, I'm actually interested.
Well, I mean, Global Citizen went, it definitely kept the nation glued, and it certainly had a huge positive sentiment at the beginning of the event. It's just after the event, guys. What happened after the event? And then, of course, I don't know if you saw Vish Naidu, the SAPS head, talking to SABC. He was rude, arrogant, shouted and screamed at Griselda Lewis, and she did anything but throw the phone down on her.
Wow.
And then it took, of course, Becky Cele yesterday for us to say, oh, okay, it's now finally under control. So 32.9% to the Global Citizen Festival, and then 13.7% to ESCOM. So ESCOM is number two. And that's climbing by 225% hour upon hour. So we're getting angrier and angrier by the second.
You know, one does wonder where that's going to go, because this, as I say, if there's something that emotionally triggers South Africans, it's this ESCOM thing, and rightfully so, of course.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the sentiment, ESCOM is sitting with 40.4% negative sentiment in the conversation, and their net sentiment rating is minus 60%. So from a brand reputation perspective, it's going to take a very long time, if ever, to turn the reputation of that organization around. It certainly has kept South Africa very, very angry.
Amazing.
And then, of course, we remembered Mandela this week.
Mm-hmm.
Not a massive story in South Africa, sadly, but a huge story internationally. Mandela coming in at 13.2%, the third largest story this week. And then just underneath Madiba is Johann Rupert coming in at 12.5%, which we've discussed at length. But I want to say one more thing. Like, you know, he spoke about being that they worked so hard and he didn't have privilege or whatever. And then in the same breath, he said, so we were struggling a bit. So, and I said to my dad, look, there's a bank up for sale. Let's go buy this bank. That's how out of touch this guy is. When I'm struggling, I don't go and buy a bank.
No, you go and beg the bank. That's something a bit
different. I go to the bank for money.
Exactly. Wow,
But Johann Rupert certainly taking a dive this week, Howard. If he thought he was going to improve his reputation, he did quite the reverse. He's the fourth largest story on the charts, and he is bigger than Ramaphosa this week. So that's how big he is.
Well, Ramaphosa has been a little missing in action this week, hasn't he?
No. He launched the Atlantis SEZ this week in Cape Town, and that social media was very, very happy about that. I see it's one of my biggest tweets this morning. I don't know why, but okay. He was very eloquent yesterday, spoke about bringing jobs back to the people, which is all good, and investment in the country. So, much of the same. You know what it is with South Africans? Is when there's a crisis, we focus on Ramaphosa. When he's fixing stuff, we're like, oh, man.
It's interesting, because I guess I've just done exactly the same. And that is what happens, you know. And I guess that's the problem with social media as well.
100%, Howard, 100%. But we did pay attention. Ramaphosa coming in as the fifth largest story this week. And he is above state capture inquiry, which has been quiet this week. I don't think there has been any of the inquiry this week. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. No, there hasn't been this week.
Okay. And then land expropriation, climbing
that's
by
151%.
Yeah, big story. And it's getting bigger. Splitting the public again, land expropriation coming in with 30% negative and 10% positive. But if we look at the net sentiment of land expropriation, it's on the same level as ESCOM at minus 60%. So social media not too happy about the land reform. I still don't know why it's a big thing, guys. Like, it's been here for 10 years.
Well, I also don't understand it, and don't understand. It's been here, It's you know, what worries me is, you know, we don't really trust our politicians anymore to know what is a real issue and what is just politicizing. So when you have some of the parties creating a tremendous amount of anxiety and fear around this, are they doing that in order to work up towards the 2019 election, or is this something that they are genuinely concerned about? So that is interesting. Ben, I just want to read you a message on the Eskom story from Benjamin. He says, good morning, Howard and team. As a mechanical designer, I was involved in a proposed construction assistant position for the Kusile project. The quality and the standard of the construction drawings was so bad that I rather declined the position. I really didn't want to be accountable for the problems that shoddy design work causes. So it's not surprising that the project is so badly overrun in budget and in schedule. Well, there you have it. I mean, that's directly from somebody who's seen the drawings, from somebody who chose not to get involved in what I would imagine would have been a fairly lucrative contract, and turning it down because he obviously recognized, Benjamin did, that that this is only going to be problematic further down the line. That is very, very concerning.
See, Benjamin has foresight. Like, I wish that some of our social media users and politicians could have the same foresight. Like, you can see, okay, this is not going to work. Let me step away from this. Like, why is it that we can't all be like Benjamin? Be like Ben.
Be like Ben. That's our new motto this morning. That's our High FM Morning Mayhem motto. Be like Ben. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's the same issue that is relevant to many of our parastatals. So, you know, the SAA situation is just getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm not sure where it's going to end. And the incredible thing is this need to prop up the state airline is absurd. Almost every country, or many, many countries, have been through exactly this. Swiss Air
had
exactly that problem, and they shut it down. They privatized it. It's now called Swiss, and that was the end of it. We let these things corrupt.
I think there's a bit of ego as well. Yeah. I think there's a lot of ego running around. You can't sustain an entity that's been bankrupt for how long is it? Like, as far back as I can remember, SAA have been underperforming, and why is it still there? Because it's South African Airways, that's silly. That's just silly. That's ego, pure and simple.
It is. The problem with it, in fact, I wanted to tell you the story, Tanya, because I saw social media at its best yesterday. Somebody put a tweet out to about an article that SAA buy Velpre water, whatever it would be, and the cost is R1.50 or R2, but they buy it through an agent, and therefore it costs R17. And people were sharing and saying, but wait. And then people started saying, I fact-checked this article. It's an old article from 2 or 3 years ago. It was fake then and it's fake now. And social media actually corrected itself, which I thought was incredible, because you saw this going in the wrong direction and then it came back to reality. And I thought that was very, very interesting.
It's very adult of us social media users.
Oh, yes. It doesn't happen
it's not
often.
Not normal.
No, exactly. What else have you got in the charts?
Oh, I'll tell you who's having a dreadful week, although he may not even realize it, and that's Julius Malema and the EFF. Ooh. What on earth was that Vodacom story? So from what I can read, the EFF went in and trashed a few Vodacom stores. It wasn't just one, was it?
No, a terrible story.
Shocking story. But here's what's even more shocking is Vodacom then meets with the EFF and then come out to say, we've met with the EFF and it's all good. It was just a misunderstanding. I'm sorry, what? The place was trashed, your staff were traumatized, and you're calling it a misunderstanding. Are you that scared of Julius?
Well, it seems
as
though
put your staff as cannon fodder.
Yeah, it seems as though Vodacom got the advice to say, get this off the table, make it go away, just do whatever
just do
you
what
have
wants.
To do whatever
what
you
wants.
Have to do to make this go away. Time is 7:39 morning again, Tanya Khoury. So what are the international stories that we were talking about this week?
Oh, I've got my internet is playing something. I've got rid of it. Thank goodness.
Oh, she's a panic there for a
You're
moment.
You're about to hear a CNN report.
Anyway, our listeners would kill me.
So one of the big stories that it took my attention was the head of Huawei being arrested.
Yes,
in Canada. What is that all about?
Sure, they definitely, something's going on there. Everybody is denying it's political, but the head of Huawei in Canada being arrested, it's a strange story.
It's a very strange story. Well, not more than a strange story. I mean, the timing with this trade deal story and Trump putting on the brakes on imports, that particular story and the timing of her arrest seem to be a little bit close for comfort for social media particularly. So that's a very big story. Of course, we also buried Bush this week. And did you see that the other Bush, I don't even know which one's what. I'm sorry, guys.
George. Am I being insensitive? It's okay. We're very insensitive here.
The younger George.
Yes.
The younger George gave sweets to Michelle Obama. Did you see that?
Yes. You know, they do this all the time. I've seen this before.
What is that about?
I don't know. They've got a whole sweet thing going on there. I've seen this. This is probably the third time I've seen him do this.
So strange.
Very strange. Look, you know what? Somebody tweeted that they took a photo of that front row, which had the Clintons, it had the Obamas, it had the Trumps, and it had Carter all there. And it said, you know, there, I think something like 3 billion people, and this is the best group that we could come up with. And I thought, wow, it is absolutely so true.
That's so true.
Like, you know,
this is our best of the American human race.
This is it.
Word.
Yeah. And, you know, and then you saw this whole interplay or non-interplay with Hillary and Melania. She kind of nodded very condescendingly at Melania, barely greeted Donald. In fact, I don't think she did greet Donald.
No, I think she did.
And it's just bizarre when you looked at that, and even when she was talking to Carter, because she doesn't have a very good relationship with him, her jaw was so clenched and very, very condescending. And I don't know if that's her Botox or filler, but really it's not doing her any favors.
Well, I mean, Hillary is definitely not my favorite person, but certainly it was a strange old funeral when you looked at the front row. And what were the sweets about? I still can't work it out. So that was a big story. And then Brexit, like, I don't know if I read this right, okay? Yeah. Is it true that Theresa May can say, okay, no, we're not doing it?
What?
Yes.
Oh.
So, well, apparently, there's a loophole, and Theresa May unilaterally, on her own, can say, "Nah, we're not doing Brexit."
I didn't know that.
So it may be. I've got to wonder, what was Brexit about? If she does say, "Okay, no, we're not going ahead," then what is this? Because this has been going on for years. How long has it been, Brexit?
Must be two years. Must be 2 years by now, hey, Lindy?
Yeah, at least 2 years. And like, there's no progress. And I keep looking back at Grexit. Do you remember when Greece exited the EU?
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that.
They wanted them out.
Yeah, exactly, because it was doing terrible damage to the currency.
But it took about 48 hours and they were gone. Like,
that is so true. They were basically they were escorted from the building. They helped pack up their stuff and they were out of there.
They absolutely did. They brought in the moving company. Like, it's just so weird. And nobody remembers Grexit, but when we look at Brexit, and now it may all be just turned around and it's over, and don't worry about all the money we've spent on this particular conversation. It makes me wonder why it's taken so long for Britain and it took 2 minutes for the Greeks.
Yeah, that is something to think about. Time is 7:44. That's Tanya Khoury with the news in numbers, taking a look at the week that was. Tanya Khoury, have a fantastic weekend. You're back in Joburg, please do drive carefully.
And I'm going to be in studio next week, Howard. Isn't that great?
Absolutely awesome. Time.
What do you guys look like?
Yeah.